is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You're listening to Davin's End. Thank you guys for hanging out. Sorry for the tech issues and lack of video. There might not be any more video anymore, but that's how we started this stuff. Or because we can't do video until I can get the internet. And, it, you know, it's not like I don't pay a boatload of money to the cable company.
I know.
And people wonder why I'm going to cut the cord. But anyway,
it's
can't
like,
cut
pay the
internet.
Bill.
So, Joe, you there?
Yep.
Okay. So, Joe was, you know, we were talking about Joe's situation where he got in the car accident. Unfortunately, I could not focus as much as I wanted to on that conversation because I was doing tech support. But basically, the gist of it is he was driving to work, stop-and-go traffic, oopsie-daisy, rear-ended the car, rear-ended the car in front of him. Now, I think New York's like a no-fault state, so I think everybody's screwed on that.
Yeah, correct.
You're right. So Joe got himself a new car. Kia Soul, very, very happy. 2023, fancy man. Joe's a fancy man.
Mr. Helix has a Kia Soul.
Very nice. I don't think we test drove the Kia Soul. I think she test drove the one up from the Soul, like the next SUV up.
I think that's the
Sorento. Is it the
Sorento?
It might
be. Sportage.
What, maybe, I don't know, it was one of them.
Yeah.
One of them that was fair. They had just redone it. She tested, drove that. She test drove a bunch of cars until she... Everybody has a different body type and different pressure points.
Yep.
So what's good for Joe may not be good for me, and what's good for me may... Right, so...
Exactly.
But, Joe got the Kia Soul. Fortunately, the little gecko has been good to Joe so far, and hopefully the money's going to work out. But it is on the table that at 60 years old, working since he was a teen, he might have to get a second job, which we had a whole conversation about how, in my opinion, that is a big flaw in the way our country does business. So that's where I was on segment one.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you about several stories where you go, maybe we're paying people too much.
Oh, God.
You got to stick with segments. I ate at a lot of restaurants because I was away. I was away. And when I'm home, I don't eat fast food.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't – like, there's nobody in the house that's ever really craving – like, my fast food is I go to a local pizza joint.
Yeah.
That's my fast food. Like, whenever I'm traveling, like, locally, like, within an hour or two, because they're all over the place where we live, like, oh, all right, I'll get some pizza. And not all pizza's created equal. But I'm not getting Domino's or Little Caesars. I'm going to Little Pizza Joint.
No.
So I'm not eating at Burger King's or McDonald's or any of that, even Subway, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
By the way, so my daughter is doing this community stuff, and one of the things, there's, like, supporting these, like, high school bands, I guess. I don't know. They're putting on these shows. So she's got all these posters. Same posters, same bands, couple different colors in her room. Her friends decorated her room. Why is the point of this? Because one of the bands is called Subway Tuna. And I just thought that was... I thought that's a band I could support.
Oh, God. Boy, that's a trigger for you. Oh, God. I'm surprised you don't get it. Oh, yeah.
I would ask for their CD, but their kids, they don't know what a CD is.
Well, and also, we were just talking about, on the break, Davin and I were talking about different things that he might hang up in his room as he's, you know, decorating it and sorting out the stuff he has to, you know, put in his man den here. And I think that Subway Tuna should make its way in here.
I did think about it. Subway Tuna. I like that name.
I do too.
Now, I did explain to a young audience member on my last show in Fort Myers. There was this very attractive couple in front, young man, young woman. I called them influencers, of course.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What's a?" She didn't know what a DVD was because I pushed the Iraq DVD. A lot of people don't have DVDs anymore. So old man, I explained. I go, "It's a CD you can watch." She didn't ask what a CD was.
That's a CD you can watch. That's really good.
So anyway, anywho, but all right. So let's go through all these fast food experiences, and some of the restaurants were good. So here the Subway, as you guys know, as Joe knows, Subway's my go-to because they're plentiful and it's a bit healthier than fast food. Because I'll be honest with you, if I get like Burger King or something, it messes up the tum tum. If you're not used to eating that type of food,
yes,
it messes up the tum tum. Like you can get away with a tuna sandwich provided it's not funky tuna. Should be okay.
Yes,
you should be okay. So I go to my first Subway and I order the combo meal. And this is how I know I'm a fat fuck, because I'm getting the foot long with the chips and the drink. It's like, really, you fucking Gavone? But whatever. I'm ordering the combo, which comes with a fountain drink.
Yes.
Comes with a fountain drink. And the great thing about fountain drinks at these places, because they leave it to the general public, you keep on refilling. Yeah. And that's what I do. I take it on because I will nurse this whatever flavor of Mountain Dew they have. And that's the interesting thing about these fast food places. They have flavors of Mountain Dew that we can't even comprehend.
I know.
Yes.
I found out when Mr. Hillix and I didn't live together yet, and he lived very close to this area that I called Fast Food Run, because it was like within a couple of blocks there was everything you could ever think of fast food to eat. And it was like, oh my god, this is, I'd never seen that before. So and they had a Taco Bell, which I had not encountered before, and they had Baja Blast Mountain Dew, which we never...
That's blue.
Yeah, and I never had it before.
There's other flavors. Like, that's a good flavor, though.
It's a really good flavor. But now they have it in the store, but I thought that that was the most exotic thing in the world.
So, well, you're easily pleased, and that's when he knew exotic, he had a snap.
You know, of all the fine wines in the world, I've encountered something more intriguing. Baja Blast by Mountain Dew.
Is this 22 Baja Blast? Ooh, it has a good head. Ooh, yes. Not too much ice, you'll ruin it.
Yeah, he
you come over with the paper cup. You open up the plastic lid, sniff it. It's good, my man.
Pip has refined Mountain Dew taste.
I have very refined taste.
She's not. This is a world class woman over here. We're dealing with not to be trifled with. All right. So here's the thing: they don't have fountain drinks. The fountain drink machine is broken.
Oh no!
So they only have bottled drinks. So now, to get the combo, I have to pay 60 cents more, which I do.
That's not your problem.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's early in the run, and I haven't had enough of this shit yet. So I just go, but we all agree, this is a problem.
Yeah.
I should get the...
And it's not yours.
Right.
Right. You should get it at the price for the fountain drink, because it's not your problem that their machine is broken.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, you can't get a $5 foot long anymore. That's how Subway lured me in. I could get like a foot long sandwich for $5. First of all, the foot longs aren't a foot long anymore.
Nope.
You know, their foot long is my 8 inches. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, see, men run the company.
Yes. We're all lying about size some way or another.
There you go.
Funny.
All right. So we're off to a bad start. So, Thursday, I'm in Columbus, Georgia. I have to book a hotel through Priceline. It used to be with Priceline, you could name your own price. Remember that?
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
No.
So now they will give you like a choice of three comparable hotels within the same region, a choice of three for the price, and they will pick which hotel for you.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, really?
No, no, no.
No. Yes. So this is what I did. I'm there one night.
No.
well, you weren't there. You were busy with your Baja Blast. What do you want me to tell
you?
So, they all have pools.
Okay.
All have continental breakfasts.
Okay, good.
That's what they have. So I'm like, fine. Really, I don't care about the pool, to be honest. I just want the continental breakfast because, again, I'm traveling. I want to get like something and go.
Yeah.
That's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, right. And it saves money. You know, it'll fill you. To get that way on the road, continental breakfast will take us through till dinner.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, I'm a Gavone, so it doesn't anymore. But, yeah. But, so they give me a hotel in a bad part of town. But they're all comparable. I don't care. I mean, it's clean-ish. You know, it's fine.
As long as it's safe enough.
So it's fine. Now, here's the thing. So in the morning, I wake up awaiting my continental breakfast.
Yes.
I look high. I look low. I look in. I look out. I look up. I look down. I look right. I look left. There's no continental breakfast.
No.
There was no. So I ask the lady at the desk, because sometimes they have it in like a room.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my room. Hey, where's the continental breakfast? Oh, yeah, we're not doing that, but you could buy a snack for $1. A what now?
What? What?
I can buy like a thing of Cheetos or animal crackers or something like for $1 as opposed to this free breakfast. Now, even if you give me a Lender's bagel and some Frosted Flakes, which is often what this is, and some watered down choice of apple juice or orange juice. Again, we're talking bare minimum. You have fulfilled your continental breakfast requirement.
Right.
But to make me pay $1 and... The pool, again, I don't need the pool, but they don't need that. The pool is completely tarped off. It looks very low. I don't think the pool's been open all season.
You know what? No.
Wow. What was this a chain motel?
I don't think it was. If it was, the chain was broken.
Yeah, that's going to get a really nasty review from me.
Well, I called Priceline.
Yeah.
I go, listen, you know. I was given the try. Explain the scenario.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to get a continental breakfast. Supposed to have a pool. Again, I don't care about the pool, but right. They don't know why I care. But these are the things, and they weren't there. She goes, "All right, hold on, let me call them."
Yeah,
I'm on hold, so he calls them. You have a continental? Blah. No. Okay. All right. Well, we can give you 20% back. Okay.
Good.
All right. I got 4.
Fine.
Yeah, that's good. Fine. I was happy with that. I went 25%. You know what? I got $14 back. I got the room for $60. I went to the gas station and got a fakakta gas station hot turkey sausage sandwich. A gamble, but it worked out okay. And by the way,
another thing is if you're not on vacation, you're on the road. You're on the road. As long as the roof don't leak and there's a bed, that's fine.
Yeah. So Priceline took care of that. I guess I assume it'll be on my credit card. I have to check.
Good.
Now, what do you guys feel about Arby's?
The roast beef is too salty. I went back after years, and I went in and I had a roast beef sandwich, and the meats are too salty.
But they have other meats, Joe. They have commercials that say, we have the meats.
I know, but still, the roast beef, but when you go to a chain like that, or, you know, or if you buy roast beef, you know, or stuff like Oscar Mayer and stuff like that, some of it, because it sits, it's very salty.
Okay.
I haven't eaten it since I was like 8 years old. I don't even know where there is a local one.
We don't have a local one.
You know what, Pip? They went away and then they came back. They started coming back. That's why I went in. I'm like, you know, I haven't had Arby's in geez, I don't know how long. I went in and I'm like, yeah, not good.
Yeah.
We don't have Arby's around here. So I'm going to treat myself to the Arby's.
Try it.
You know what I like with the Arby's? So they have the seasoned fries and the horsey sauce, the horseradish sauce. A fine dining experience at the Arby's.
It was.
No complaints. No complaints.
Nice to hear.
You know, listen, it's Arby's, so whatever you think of it, Joe's not a fan of the food. But it was as delivered, and, you know, I don't find the sandwich they present as off from the picture as so many other sandwiches presented. You know, it's like, all right, we're in the ballpark of Jace. We're fine. It was tasty.
I remember that when I was a child that the sauce that they put on the roast beef was really good.
I don't know if they put a sauce on it, you put your own sauce. It's purple roast beef. You know, you gotta you know, use imagination a little bit. But okay. So I was fine with that. Good. So now we're on Wednesday night. I'm craving a milkshake, which is not something I often crave.
Yeah.
But maybe I do. I just don't treat myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know what? God damn it. I've been driving all over this stupid state. I deserve a damn milkshake. So I go to the gig. And there's an ice cream store next to where the gig is.
See? It was like, that was kismet.
Well, first I'm going, do I? Don't I? Then I'm going, you know what? God damn it. I don't get this at home. I want a milkshake. So I go down there. It's an ice cream shop, a local ice cream shop. I want the milkshake. So I could get a small shake for $6.99. Pip has made it.
A small shake for $6.99?
Yeah.
Joe has voiced Pip's expression. It's...
Joe, that's exactly the face that I made. It should have had your voice coming out of it saying that.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Are they out of their fucking mind? They need a gun to make me pay that.
Well, Joe, you might have to get a second job for that type of treat, so.
$6.99?
It seemed a little high. It's so we agree. High.
Yeah, that's not as high.
Fine. Now, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Are $6.99. If I want one of the other flavors, it's an extra $2. So we're looking at an $8.99 small shake. Now, the technology is the same for, say, your mint chocolate chip shake versus your chocolate shake. There's no gold in any of the other flavors.
No, but what the fuck?
Okay. You know what? I will play.
You know what? If that was, like, if you were at a one of those big service center stops, and it was a large, and they were charging that, all right, it's a large. I'm at the service center off the expressway. They're crooks. They always would. Why don't I? But if you're off the beach, you know, if you're on a regular thoroughfare.
Well, I'm in a beach town.
Small, fuck you.
I'm in a beach town, but
well, look, if they're going to make fancy schmancy and they're going to say, oh, gelato, or, you know, it's made out of the cream of, you know, the best cow in the world, and so it's really special, okay, but, and what the hell kind of mint or pecans or cookie dough or whatever it is in this other stuff that costs two extra bucks.
I go,
well, you know, not only that, if it was like one of those little, like a sweet shop, like Julie's Sweets, and they make it, and it's like that, all right, I get it. We're in a boutique style ice cream joint, you know, that's
yeah.
In Detroit. But if you're in an Arby's, fuck you.
No, this is an Arby's. No. This is an ice cream store.
Oh, all right. Well, then, you know what? Then, yeah, all right. That's exactly what they're going to charge.
Well, apparently you're fine with that. I go, you know what? I'm going to try something different. Let me try a sample of the Spumoni. I don't really know Spumoni.
Spumoni can be good.
I'm not familiar with the Spumoni.
Okay.
I try the Spumoni. Not a huge fan. Not for the extra $2.
Right.
Not for the $8.90 shake. I go, you know what? Let's go back to basics. Let me get the chocolate shake for $6.99.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, we're out of chocolate.
No.
All right, a couple things here. If you are an ice cream store and you run out of chocolate and vanilla, close up shop. It's done. It's over. You have no. If you don't know how to order enough chocolate and vanilla, you do not deserve to have your lights on. Can't happen. Cannot happen. Chocolate and vanilla, because you're going to have kids. Because the kids are the ones who are going to pay for the focaccia $6.99. The parents are going to pay for to shut the kid up for the $6.99 shake.
Yeah.
But most adults, you know, unless you're trying to impress a girl, aren't going to. No guy is going to walk in there for the $6.99 shake for himself. You got me on my moment of weakness.
No. And if she wants...
No, you walk in, fuck you, and walk out. Yeah.
And if she wants, like, the dolce de leche for two extra dollar ones, you're paying for it.
I'll pay the $6.99, dear. You pay the two.
Yeah, you know what you're missing out later, don't you?
Yeah. And we call that, she's like, I'll stroke it. You finish on your own.
There you go.
That's what you paid for. So they don't have the chocolate. I'm apoplectic inside.
Yeah.
I go, okay, so let me get this right. If I want one of the other flavors, I'm going to have to pay that extra $2 even though you don't have the chocolate, which is what I ordered. Which is what I want. She goes, yeah. I go, all right, I'm out of here.
Like, yeah, that's enough.
Enough's enough. I entertained way more than I normally do with this.
Because that's not your problem. If you look at this, you don't have something, then you got to upcharge it because you don't have something in stock.
You know what? It's really, there are places that are just so ridiculous. They cannot work out how to get, so how to help the customer get what they want, and look, you're making a fair profit, and I'm
they're making more than
happy.
A fair profit.
But no, not those people. I'm just saying that's what the whole exchange should be about, but it rarely is.
No, so I go, fine. You go, you know what? No shake for me. So I'm going home.
No shake for you.
No shake for. I go home. I go. You know what's usually really good? McDonald's chocolate shakes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't get them very often. Years going between the McDonald's chocolate shake.
Right.
But my memory of the chocolate shake is you suck and suck, and you're like sucking your brains out. It is a thick chocolate shake. Do you guys had the shakes?
Oh, yeah. Your brain will collapse.
Yes. You do. You get brain freeze.
I'm looking for that experience.
Right.
That's the experience I want.
Yeah.
So I go to a drive-thru. I get the shake. Whipped cream is now on it, which is never anything I've experienced before with a chocolate shake from McDonald's. I'm not
really?
Against the whipped cream.
No,
but my traditional chocolate shake does not have whipped cream.
It comes with whipped cream? I didn't know that.
And it was not thick.
No. Damn it.
So, disappointment all around.
You know, there's certain things you look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like certain, you know, in March, I want a damn shamrock shake. I don't ask for much. I don't get that a lot, but they have that once a year.
Yeah.
When you roll up and they don't have that damn green shake, which they only have for about a month.
Right.
It's so disappointing because you were just... That's why you're there. That yes. was the oh, thing that brought
like,
me here.
That's like that, the McRib, that disgusting piece of shit that I got to have every time it comes out. Yeah.
Right, right.
How are you not doing commercials for McDonald's?
How are they not a sponsor?
How have they not snapped you up? You know, guys, it's that time of year when you have to have that disgusting piece of shit, the McRib!
It's time for that disgusting piece of shit excuse for a rib. Big rib, I gotta have one, though.
My thin, runny shake brings the boys to the yard.
It most certainly does not.
No.
Then to add insult to injury, I'm thirsty now after I've had this subpar chocolate shake from a terrible shake night. So I go, you know what? Let me get a 99-cent Arizona iced tea.
Yeah.
That's something you could bank on. You go in any of these convenience stores, your gas station, get the big, tall
Arizona.
Now, yep. If you go into the supermarket, you realize you're getting ripped. But as far as gas station beverages go, the best deal you can get.
Right.
Well, you pick one up at the dollar store. Well,
$1.25. Well, Joe, we leave all those purchases to you. That's your area of expertise. Yeah,
funny.
$1.79. They don't even have the 99 cents on there. But I went to the supermarket the other day, and they still have 99 cent ones. So I don't know what 7-Eleven's doing.
I thought that you had to sell it for 99 cents because they all say 99
these,
cents.
These did not say 99 cents. Sam can.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Twice as much.
Yeah.
That's screw you money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I got it. It was dollar cent. All right. So I ate at a place in Sarasota. Oh, here's another story. This is a local place. Orange juice, $3. I'm in Florida. Orange juice, $3.
How big is this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Apple juice, $3. Cranberry juice, $3. Grapefruit juice, $3. Oh. Freshly squeezed orange juice, $4. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Who's squeezing it? If it's a hot chick, I'll watch.
She squeezes it between her boobs.
Joe wants to squeeze the juice out of her.
You know, if she's putting on a floor show, yeah, well, here's my $4. If
yeah.
No floor show, there's no orange juice.
I did not kowtow to this. I got water.
Yeah.
Okay. Syrup for my pancakes. I don't normally get pancakes. Syrup for my pancakes, free.
Okay.
I want real maple syrup. That's an extra $1.49. No! 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 No!
I can see that.
No!
Real maple syrup is expensive.
No, 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 no. You charge me the extra, you make the pancakes extra an extra $1.50, so I don't know, and then you give me the good syrup. That's what you do. It's the same reason we're pissed off at airline things, because we see all the little charges that they put in there, where if they would just say tickets are $80 instead, well, tickets are $50, and then there's $10 for this fee and $12 for that fee, and you go, no, 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 no. You know,
and you know what? Yeah, you sell just the maple syrup. I just, you know. And you add it to the bill. Well, it's, you know, real maple syrup. You don't nickel and dime. Well, you have the maple syrup that was made in Jersey, or you can have the one that come out of the fucking tree.
Yeah.
No, no, but this is like getting the well liquor versus the top shelf.
But it's not. It's not.
Oh, it totally is.
No, you know what? That's alcohol.
I know my maple syrup.
Hold on. You don't know if this is good real stuff maple syrup. You have no idea.
The stuff that comes out of the tree is...
But you don't know. They're just calling it. I don't see the tree. For what do I know? They're still giving it to me in a little...
There's a huge quality difference.
I understand that, but you don't... But even among maple syrups, not every maple syrup is created equal.
No.
And you don't charge me the upcharging. You just make it more expensive for the whole thing. So you know what I said? I said, give me the cheap shit. That's what I ordered. I said, give me the cheap shit. I'm already getting two pancakes for $12.
That's a lot.
Well, what do you want me to tell?
Fuck, two pancakes for $12.
Yeah, you were getting ripped left, right, and center on this trip.
So then,
damn.
So then I did go to a very good Vietnamese restaurant in Sarasota.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. I was driving to Fort Myers, so I stopped by Dunkin' Donuts for an iced coffee.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Yes. Nobody's in the parking lot. I should be in. I should be out.
Yeah.
Nobody is in this parking lot. I walk in, and a girl who works there says she'll be right with me. Nay, nay. Nay, nay.
you're with me now. Fine. You'll be right with me. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And then there's this other guy who I didn't see, but he pops in. He's not taking my order. Apparently, he's doing something in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. So I'm waiting. And another so the drive-thru is going much quicker than the inside, which I don't understand. That cannot happen. The priority needs to be on the people who walk in, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
The people who walk in, there's a chance they're going to order more shit.
I would think.
If you take care of me right away, you know, if I have a good experience, you know, I just want to ask, you know what? Throw in a muffin. Because I'm in the car. I just see the board. I'm going, there's no reconsidering because I just see the stupid pictures. If I'm there, I see what looks fresh. And you give me the good experience. You don't fucking pick the lazy people who are too fat and too lazy to get out of the car. You don't treat them first while you have a line building in your store. It can't happen. It shouldn't happen.
I feel attacked.
It won't.
And you know what? You know what else you have there? You also have a little tip jar, which, by the way, a little presumptuous. You're giving me a muffin. It's a little much, but fine. a tip jar. You know who's not tipping? Drive-through people are not tipping.
They're
You're the one because you have an addiction.
I do,
but so I'm waiting and waiting. And now apparently, this drive-through order. Apparently, they're having their office catered with the fustunkina god awful Dunkin' Donut sandwiches. I don't know if this is true, but I can only assume it's true
right. Because
it's taken this chick so damn long. There is not that much involved with putting their croissant in the microwave. There is no fine dining at a Dunkin' Donuts, I assure you. Listen, the donuts are meh. The muffins are good.
Yeah.
The muffins are good. The donuts are meh. And everything else, really, you're like, all right, I'm desperate. I'm here. I don't know what a bagel should taste like, so this'll do.
That's exactly.
I give it 7 minutes. If there's nothing happening in 7 minutes, I'm walking out.
I like the fact that Joe has him on the clock.
Yeah. You got 3.5 more minutes.
See, here's what should happen. There should be like a little thought clock as soon as Joe walks in that lets them know they're on the clock. And it starts counting down from 7 from the moment he walks in.
No, we should just be able to flash on a board someplace what we're thinking while they're working.
So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. So then it would seem I said all that. I'm just trying to. I apologize for this.
It's okay.
So a woman walks in. A woman walks in, and she too is like, "What the hell is going on here?" And then she starts, you know, excuse me, to the woman on the grill, and I'm thinking, "Oh, she's my hero."
Yeah.
She has the balls I wish I had. One day I'll grow balls. I probably won't. But
it's almost like Fix It a gig. Let him do all the dirty work with the patrons.
You see how that worked out for him.
Yeah.
So finally they get to us, and I was going to order an a blood orange drink.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That sounds nice.
But they said it wasn't very good.
Oh.
Because like you either had to add milk to it, which I didn't want to do. No, I didn't want to do that. No. So I ordered the iced coffee. The woman who walked in wants an iced coffee. And apparently Dunkin' Donuts is doing free coffee for teachers.
Oh.
And she's a teacher.
Nice.
The teacher shows the advertisement, but there's no code to scan. So the girl won't honor it.
No.
She won't honor it.
No.
Apparently, she's like just in charge of the shift, but she's not like a manager, and nobody's trained her how to do this shit. So I go, you know what? I go, I'll pay for the iced coffee.
Yeah.
I said, I will pay.
Nice for you.
And that took them forever to figure out. I said, because he kept ringing his phone. I go, no, I'll pay for her iced coffee. Seems like a nice girl. She's from Jersey, as it turns out.
Huh.
I pay for her. How are you? She's showing you the advertisement you were not running. Can you not get this in? Write a note. Put a little sticky. Hey, we gave a teacher a $2 one. I didn't have the code. Let the manager come in and figure it out.
Really?
Maybe he'll train his friggin' staff.
Right.
But, well, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Oh, God.
So I paid for a coffee. So then I walk in. Then Thursday night, I walked into a kebab place.
Interesting.
And I walk in, and by the cash register, they're selling support Palestine bracelets.
And Mr. Rosenblatt, how did you feel about that?
I shan't be telling him which team I play for. It's like if you're a New York Yankee and you walk into a pub in Boston. You know what? Maybe don't wear the pinstripes.
You know, and you didn't walk out. They're gonna know you're a Jew. They're going to throw a fucking scorpion into your kebab.
I kept the Jew part out of it. Thank you much.
Did they throw rocks at you when you left?
No, they did not.
No, okay.
Delightful girl. Delightful girl from Morocco. I didn't say my Jewish part. It was good. Good food. I would have liked it a little bigger. A little bigger. But it tasted good. I'm happy with my kebab experience.
Nice.
I don't know about the support Palestine, but whatever. You know. When in Florida, do as the Middle Easterns do.
That's not what I was expecting.
No, it wasn't. So, Friday. Oh, so then on Friday afternoon, I went to a good Indian buffet. I haven't had Indian buffet in a long time. It was expensive, but it was good. A little salty, but good. Joe won't get Indian food with me on the road.
No,
he's too much of a
puzzle. I don't have time to sit in the toilet.
Oh,
yes, you do, actually. Well, on the road, that's when you do have time to sit in the toilet.
Well, it depends, but, you know, at my leisure. Not that I have to run in before I shit my pants.
But once you're there, you're at your leisure.
To shit your pants.
I read, I look at my phone,
Yeah, exactly. So this is the time. This is when you can and Adiba. It's 5 hours before, 6 hours before we have to leave for the show. You have time to shit and relax. We'll get some Indian food. Again, not the way they want to sell their food either.
No.
So
we will never have a sponsor ever.
Well, we do actually have a restaurant, but anyway.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
Friday, I noticed the chicken restaurant next to the club closes at 3 p.m. every day. They have a sign that says they can't find workers. If you're a chicken place in a rapidly getting abandoned strip mall. And your hours are 10:30 to 3 p.m. and you can't do a dinner rush, punch out. It's over. It is over. You can't.
Why don't you open up at 12 and then go into the dinner hour?
Open up 11:30. Listen, man, if I am the manager or the owner, I guess if I'm the owner.
Yeah.
I tell my wife, listen, I'm sorry. I got to be there. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to we have to be open for the dinner rush because my lease is so friggin' expensive.
Yeah. How?
And don't say a word. These fried thighs have paid for this house.
What did he say?
I don't know. Something about fried thighs?
What was that, Joe?
Fried thighs. Chicken thighs have paid for this house.
I see. Okay. So that troubled me. I did go to a Smoothie King. That was good. I've not been to a Smoothie King.
Oh, nice.
And like after I ordered, there was like all these other things. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know this. But here's something I didn't understand. They have like secret menu, but it's written where everybody can see. I'm like, well, it's not really much of a secret.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Are you supposed to be special if you order from the secret menu that everyone can see?
To be fair, it was right there for everybody to see, but I didn't see until after I ordered.
Secret menu for the more observant among us. Maybe.
Wow, you observe for a living. Yeah, but I don't look at menus apparently. Stupid. Yeah. All right. So then Friday night, I went to McDonald's. I would have gone to Wendy's, but you have to do the drive-through because the lobby closes at 9. No. No, no. No, no. You keep that lobby open until 10. You're in a busy area. You keep that. You're in a lot of traffic coming by. You keep the lobby open until 10.
They probably couldn't get help.
They've had that thing for a long time. So now I got to go to McDonald's. Now I have to go to McDonald's.
Why? Because you couldn't go through the drive-thru?
Because it's for you. The drive-thru is for people like you. It's not my type of people. Not my ilk. I am too good for the drive-thru.
I don't understand why you wouldn't.
Because I don't like the drive-thru.
Okay.
I don't want to yell in a box. I don't know these menus. I don't. The drive-thru is for
pressure.
The drive-thru is for people like Pip. Who know what they want and are familiar with this type of cuisine.
I know Wendy's, but they keep changing it up. And then I stand there and I feel the pressure of the people behind me while I'm going, oh, should we get, and I just like blurt stuff. And I don't know what's going to be in the bag when I get home. I get so nervous.
Every time, because I don't go into fast food restaurants. Every time I walk in, you think I'm looking at a 5-star restaurant menu. Because I have to stand back. No, you go. No, you go. And I'm not understanding the combinations. And I'm not.
Same.
It's too much. So that's why I don't want the drive-thru. I want to go in. I want the human interaction. I want the human. I don't want the machine. I don't want to talk into the box. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to speak to a person.
This is a guy who would rather bite off his leg than spend time at certain parties. But you want the human interaction with the fast food salespeople.
Because it's on my terms.
Yeah.
I know when you know when our interaction's over? When I get the food. That's when the interaction is over. At the party, I could still be eating. You're still there. Can't you see I'm eating? This is when you excuse yourself. Oh, now we're both eating. Oh, this is gross.
You know where I have, like, a monumental task is Taco Bell. I do not understand what
all
these
all
things are.
It's all the same.
No, I there's too many different combos and things and choices.
Oh, yeah.
And
hold on. Taco Bell will be discussed.
Oh, okay.
Because I did like a world tour.
I will
hold
my horses.
Yeah, you please do. So I go to McDonald's, and there's no one at the cashier. This cannot happen. This is not allowed to happen. Your lobby's open. You're busy. You're hopping. Somebody needs to be at that goddamn cashier to greet me with a McDonald's smile. There's a fucking clown. I want some happiness. More importantly, I want somebody there. I want some, you know, well, there was never a McDonald's commercial where like, oh, well, Ronald will get right back to the commercial, but he's doing other shit right now. Ronald was always present.
I demand some happiness.
I demand some presence. I demand your presence at the cashier. That's what I demand. Oh, that's what I demand. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And there's no one by the cashier. There is a kiosk, but I didn't notice it. I don't want a kiosk. And we'll get to a kiosk shortly. I don't want the kiosk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go to Wawa's because they want me to order with a kiosk. No! No. What?
I know what you mean. I know. The kiosk is intimidating.
Oh, yeah. At Wawa, what am I, a fucking trainee?
Yes. All right. Briefly about the kiosk. Here's the thing about the kiosk. If you're well-versed in these awful eateries, the kiosk is fine. If you don't frequent this shite all the time, it's intimidating. Hold that thought. Hold that thought because we will circle back to the kiosk shortly. All right, but right now we have to stay at McDonald's.
Okay.
So I finally see the manager, and I could tell by his beaten look and his black outfit. And I see the manager. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know, listen, get somebody at the front.
Yeah.
He's like, we're very busy. I go, and you stay busy by continuing to take orders. That's how this shit works. That's how this works. The orders come in, people cook the food. Once the orders don't come in, you're not busy anymore. That's the problem. You want to stay busy, you need somebody there.
God.
They need me.
They wouldn't put somebody at the cash register because they were busy.
That's not an acceptable answer.
No.
But I have to bite my tongue because these people are going to prepare my food at some point.
Yeah, you don't need spitting it. Yeah, you got to be cool. Yeah.
And that's exactly the thought that went into my head. But I did explain to him that you do stay busy by continuing to take orders.
Yes.
And there were some young black gentlemen who seemed to agree with me. I mean, now I'm like the old guy yelling at them at McDonald's.
But he also wanted his McDonald's. So he was like, yeah.
Well, they had already taken their order. They were waiting.
Oh, I see.
Now, this guy could not look less thrilled with life. I mean, this is not the commercials. So
I'm not loving it.
Yeah, he's not loving it. So I get the thing. Of course, there's no ketchup. Of course. Yeah. I had to go back and ask him for a cup for the lid because there was no lids. Because it's not. It looked like Hiroshima there. It looked like a bomb. Nobody's straightening shit up to keep it presentable. Nobody's manning the cashier. What are we doing? Oh, you know, I should have told him, listen, I'm a stock owner. I own part of this damn franchise. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
You see that stool over there? That's mine.
That's mine. So, very, very disappointed with this. Anyway, so then I had maybe the best Chinese buffet I've ever had.
Oh, and this from a connoisseur of Chinese buffet.
The wife goes, what, better than the one in Foster Village? I go, yes.
That's hard to
I know that's you. Pip and I have run into each other back in the day several times.
Yes. A Chinese buffet.
That's the type of class you're listening to, folks.
Really?
But better than food was excellent.
Yes.
I couldn't even try everything.
Whoa.
You know what I don't do at the Chinese buffet? What? I don't get the hibachi at the Chinese buffet. I just don't feel like standing and waiting when there's all this other food present.
Right. It's already there.
Exactly. Everything I had, very good. And I didn't even get to try everything. City Buffet in Fort Myers. Delish.
Joe, are you the our Chinese buffet aficionado as well?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Chinese buffet fan too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we all went to the Chinese buffets together. We went to a couple. After we did the radio in Jersey, we did it. Oh, it was a nice buffet. The buffet, it's funny because the buffet, when we were coming back from Ohio, or Kentucky, we were on the way back, and Davin couldn't find a Subway that was open. So we settled on this buffet in the middle of, I guess, Virginia somewhere, wherever the hell we were. And it was all right. But it was an oasis in a desert, so we took it.
Interesting thing about the City Buffet, I believe it was owned by Latinos.
Huh.
Yeah.
The tacos must have been good.
Making Chinese food.
Well, they had Chinese people there.
Oh, okay.
But there was a lot of Spanish written on the walls, and a Spanish person greeted me.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that might be the key. So now I got to drive 20 hours home. I'm driving 20 hours to get home from Fort Myers. So I want to make time. I stop in a KFC.
Okay.
I've been craving, again, this is not stuff I eat when I'm home.
No.
I don't eat this stuff.
No, I know.
On the window, they have a big sign. Limited time only, special $6 box. Now, I order that. They told me there can't be substitutions. I'm like, that's fine. I'm not looking here to make waves. It's a thigh, a drumstick, mashed potatoes, biscuit, and a soda.
Sounds great.
I'm willing to invest $6 in myself for that. I like dark meat better anyway.
Me too.
And I don't get the extra crispy because it's a little much. A little heavy handed.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, I could eat it, but I know it's going to hurt the tum-tum.
Yeah, no, that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that seems like a lot of batter.
And I don't have time for a leisurely poop. I have to get home.
You're not wearing the diapers like the lady astronaut?
I am not.
Lay drive? Oh.
So I get charged $8.59. I ask, why is a $6 box $8.59? Now he needs to get in a manager to give me change.
Oh, jeez.
I should get back $2.59.
Yeah.
I get back $1.59. At this point, I don't even care.
Is it tax? But that's a lot of tax.
No. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I go to my seat and there's two cookies. I consider that a push. It's a push. I'm like, fine. But we can't even do basic math at this point.
Oh, my God.
I drive home for dinner. Taco Bell is on the clock. Again, I walk in. Nobody takes my order. Nobody takes my order. Bunch of people working there. Bunch of people outside there who work there. Not that busy. One of the girls asked me to use the kiosk. No, 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 no. I don't want to use the kiosk. I use the goddamn kiosk.
I know.
I use the kiosk. So I'm trying to figure this out. And I'm, like I said, it's easy, I'm sure, if you use it all the time.
Yeah, but
here's the thing. They're training these people how to use it. Nobody's standing there holding them. Listen, it's not like the Apple Store where if you have a question, somebody will come over to you and help you and walk you through the community. No, you're on your own. They could have avoided this whole thing by taking my goddamn order that used to make a run for the border. But hold on, before you cross the border, place your order at the kiosk. No, you know what? That's how we keep out all the immigrants, Joe. We put kiosks at the border. Forget the wall. We put kiosks. Nobody wants to deal with that.
People get frustrated, walk back to Mexico.
Sure, you'll just have a bunch of Guatemalans. Guatemalans, no sé, no comprende.
Someplace all this money on a wall, all we had to do was buy five kiosks, problem solved.
A kiosk? Anybody who's above the age of 37 will be stymied by the kiosk.
Yes, yes. The first time I had to deal with a McDonald's kiosk was actually in England. Because I never saw them here before, but we were there, and they were having a tremendous heat wave, and we were like, oh my God, we got to go someplace with air conditioning, and there's apparently no place with air conditioning in England. So we're like, there's McDonald's. They'll have air conditioning. No, no. It's an English McDonald's. No air conditioning.
They like the Schmitz.
But we were like, all right. We're just gonna stay here, but you can't talk to the people until you deal with Mr. Kiosk, and it was so intimidating. Ugh.
So, So, I'm not the only one who doesn't want to deal with this.
No.
I want to place my order with a semi-competent person and get my shit food in a fairly quick way. I can't do this. So, fine. Now I'm going to use the goddamn kiosk, which I don't want to use, even though you're standing there and you could take my order.
Right.
Why do we even have cashiers then? What's the point?
Let me ask you a question. The McDonald's, that was right, the one when you get it to your town, right off of...
What?
Where was this McDonald's?
No, well, this is a Taco Bell, Joe. And I don't know, somewhere between here and Fort Myers.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to make time. So now, I get stuck on the soda. It wants to give me a large soda. I don't want a large soda. How can I get a medium soda or a small soda? Because I'm ordering a combo. Again, much like Pip, I just... All right, I guess I'm doing a combo. Looks like a bunch of... Okay, shit, what the hell? I'll get the combo.
Because it's like, I don't know how to do this.
But I can't figure out how to get to a medium soda, which if I had a human being, they could probably walk me through this process. I go, you know what? Screw this. And I walk out of there. I'm that guy now.
What a hungry nights for Devin.
You're me.
What?
You're me. Did you pay for the meal already?
No, I paid for the meal. If only I could have gotten that far, Joe. I got stuck on soda.
Gotcha.
It's so frustrating. This is why I do not like using the self-checkouts in the supermarket. Because they always go wrong. And then there's, you know, you're sharing one person amongst these machines.
That's my wife. She always, I'm like,
No, it's like, you bring me a person that's going to, like, scan my stuff and help me put it in bags. I can't do, no.
We're not done, though. We're not done on my own.
Oh, okay.
I walk out of Taco Bell. I walk out of, I'm that guy now. I'm like, screw this.
Walk out of the border.
I walked back across the border. I stayed on my side of the border. I did not cross the border, Joe. As I said, kiosks will stop everybody. Fine. You know what? Let's go. I will find someplace. I'm not going back to Taco Bell, even though I said, you know, I'll get Taco Bell on this trip. This was the last chance. I'm not going back.
It's like, nope.
No.
Back and you told them all, fuck you. So
yeah.
I do the same thing, yeah.
So I continue to drive. I see a Quiznos.
Isn't that the ones where they make toast?
Toasted sandwiches.
No, it's a sub sandwich joint.
Yeah. Now, I've not had Quiznos since I was performing on the west coast of Canada. Oh. A tasty sandwich.
Okay. Quiz.
I go, you know what, Joe? I'll get a tuna from Quiznos. That's what I says to my...
Let's see what they got to offer.
What?
Let's see what they got to offer.
But aren't they going to toast the bread and then the tuna's going to be warm and...
Dear, what do you call a tuna melt?
Ew.
Okay, well, fine. Fine.
Got a point, though.
Whatever. Listen, we didn't get that far. I walk into the Quiznos. I search high. I search low. I search up. I search down. I search left. I search right. There, I cannot find tuna on this menu. Apparently, tuna is no longer on the Quiznos menu. I didn't ask anybody, but I'm looking at this menu. Like, I often look at these menus bewildered, because now I'm that guy. I don't see tuna. Where's the tuna? I wanted the Taco Bell. Now I want the tuna. All right, fine. I walk out of Quiznos.
Oh, my God.
I walk out of Quiznos. I'm trying to make time. I'm trying to get home. I've now walked out of two restaurants trying to get home.
You know what? I've been the same way, and I'm like, how did this turn into a fucking ordeal?
Yes. Oh, God. If you were with me, you would have been taking notes, and you would have been chomping your lips for Tuesday.
a quick story. I was coming back from up in Connecticut, and I stopped by two of the turnpike things, and there's nobody at Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be back in 5 minutes. No, you're not. I stormed out of there. I go down to the other Dunkin' Donuts. There's nobody there. I stormed out of there. I'm like, why is this a fucking ordeal?
Well, Joe, in their defense, they were running on Dunkin'. They were running away from their job, but they were running away on Dunkin'. You know,
their stomachs were running on Dunkin'.
It's a shame, because if you were with me and you said you were a teacher, I would have fucking made you a coffee myself.
Yeah,
really.
Okay.
I used to be a teacher. Does that count?
No, it does not.
Oh.
All right, so Nate Taco Bell. Nate a Quiznos.
No.
Not Quiznos' fault, by the way.
No, it's just it didn't have what you want.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's go back to basics. We're going back to Subway.
Yes.
I will drive on further. I will find a Subway. I drive on further.
You'll be there with a tuna sandwich with open arms. Where have you been, pal? See, this is the place to be.
See, this guy gets it.
Yes.
He understands.
Yes.
But no, Joe, we can't always have happy endings. At least not when we want them.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I go into the subway on Friday evening as part of my 20-hour drive home. Walk in. We only have salad bowls. What? You're a sandwich shop. You are a goddamn sandwich shop. You tell me you make the bread fresh every day. Make some bread, motherfucker. Make some goddamn bread right now. You cannot be a Subway sandwich shop and not be able to make sandwiches. I don't want you for cocktail salads. I want a goddamn sandwich. Nobody goes into Subway. Well, not real people. Only losers. Yeah. Nobody goes into... You know what I could use? A Subway salad. No, you go to Panera. That's where you go.
They didn't have any bread. Oh, my God.
Stop. Again, like the chocolate ice cream. Close. It's over. You're done. Yeah. If I get that, if I hear that, if like I'm the owner of Subway, you lose the franchise. Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah. You're not worthy anymore. We have one job for you. Make sandwiches. That's the goddamn job.
I went to a KFC at 8 o'clock at night. They had no chicken.
Stop. Close. Close.
I know.
Nobody's coming in here for your coleslaw, stupid.
I was like,
well, that was like the Dunkin' Donuts when I came down to Dunkin' Donuts coming down from the farm. I stopped off in Middletown to the Dunkin' Donuts. I go, you got donuts? It was like 4 o'clock and they said, we don't have donuts. How can you not have donuts? I'm going to clue you in on something. What you don't have is on the side of your building. Says you do.
Says you do.
But he's right. It's it's ridiculous. Fine. I have now walked out of three. Just trying to get dinner and make time as part of my 20-hour drive from Fort Myers. By the way, it started with a Dunkin' Donuts in the morning. Perfectly lovely experience.
Yeah. But this is crazy.
This is crazy. So finally, fine. Another Subway. Here we go. I've walked out of three restaurants. I'm not above walking out of a restaurant.
Yeah.
I pull off. Two guys are there working fast.
Okay.
Now, there is one guy, a customer placing an order, and it's taking a while. And I'm annoyed because it's taking a while.
Yeah.
But I can't be annoyed at the guys working because they're working as fast as they can.
Right, right. Yes.
You know, this guy is just, you know, whatever, special things, this, that, whatever princess wants.
Yeah.
You know, he wants his thing. That's fine. It's like, I'm furious at this point from everything I've dealt with, and I've been driving all goddamn day. But I can't be mad at the guys.
Yeah, and now you're hangry because you've walked out of four places. You must be starving.
Yes. So, it's my turn. I place my order. The guy asked me if I wanted toasted. I said no. I said, let's just keep it moving. He said, okay, sir. I said, no. I'm not directing at you. You're fine. I'm just saying I'm crunched for time. Not that you need to move faster. You're fine.
Yeah.
No, you're not being a jerk.
No, I'm not being. He's very polite.
Yep.
He's like, no, you're good, my man. Have you noticed, Pip? Because you're a tuna connoisseur.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I had it for lunch today.
Of course you did. Back in the day, back many years ago, you used to go to Subway. You got a nice smear of tuna.
Yes.
A full scoop on each thing. Yeah. Not that they're measuring out the flakes and putting it back in the Tupperware.
I know. Oh, my God.
This gentleman, the sandwich artist, if you will, overflowing, generous portions of tuna, generous scoops of tuna. I haven't seen such thing in a decade.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
It does not happen anymore. So he didn't skip like a. So I go. Are you a manager? He says he's not. I tell him he's exceptional, and very professional.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. And I gave him a tip, which I never do at Subway.
Mm-hmm.
I tip. You know why? Because he's working hard. I said, you're going to have a great future, whatever you decide to. Polite, eager, not a fucking attitude, delivering the goods. They have bread at a Subway. I'll tip for good service.
Yes.
There's a kid at the pharmacy I go to, they all have like these high school kids working there. Most of them could care less to do the bare minimum. There's one kid there that excels at everything he does. He is attentive. He makes sure everything is good. And I told him, I go, you're going to go places. And because there was one day I was there, and the girl, I go, yeah, is my prescription, I don't see. see it. I have to check. He comes up. Yeah, it's right there. All right, ring that. You know, ring him up. Do you have the thing for Unglaub? Oh, I don't know. It's on the register, Mr. Curry. I'll say. They're both the same age, and you could see the girl is just going through the motions. This young fella is taking charge, making sure everything is, you know, the customer is satisfied. And I told him one day, I go, you're definitely going to go places. You've got what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. No,
throw him a couple bucks next time you're there, too.
There's definitely a qualitative attitude difference in certain workers from other ones. You know, there was this kid, I almost cried when this kid went back to school because he worked at the CVS. And he was polite. He was always like friendly with me. You know, he got through the business that we had to do. You know, he was careful with my stuff. He would, you know, talk with me about, you know, if there's something that had to be talked about. I mean, a wonderful kid. And it wasn't just like, yes, ma'am, can I help you? Are you dead by any chance? I could be,
So here's what we do. We've argued about too many times the wage for fast food restaurant. Too many times on this show.
Yeah.
Pip and I usually come out, you know, pay them a fair wage, and Joe's like, God damn it, it's a star job. Here's my proposal now.
Okay.
Now that I've run the gamut in 2 weeks and seen the good, the bad, the ugly. Start everybody at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody at 10. Now, again, you need managers that are paying attention.
Yes.
But if you're like this kid that I dealt with, if you're like this kid, bump him to $20 an hour. He is worth the money the way he's representing you. The other people, if you have to keep them employed, that's fine. You're not getting $15 an hour with this shit attitude. And a lot of it's the management, too. There's obviously a lack of management. I mean, the fact that Dunkin' Donuts with the teacher said, you know, you guys deserve better. You guys deserve a manager who's training you guys how to do stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe the franchises need to get more involved, too. Maybe corporate needs to get involved, too. But you know what? I'm willing to pay more for good service, but don't give me the shit service. You tell me this kid who's hustling his ass off and is polite, and even when the perception is I might be a dick to him, he's still polite. And I call, no, you're good. That kid deserves $20 an hour because there's no price for that type of customer service. The shit service? Oh, order it at the kiosk? No, you're there. $10 and we're deducting. We might have to deduct. That's how. You know what? Maybe you have to pay us to walk in here. Now I know they can't do that.
And you could tell, man, at the day program, we've got the people that are probably taking over for us in a couple of years. But the people that we have, they're young. We have one guy that we hired who's like training people. He's almost like the assistant manager. So when review time comes in November, if I'm there, I work it out. You know, I want him. I can't lose him. I need him. He's going to be, you know, so when race time comes, you do what you can to make sure he's properly compensated. I have another guy that sits to the left of me, and one of my bosses is like, well, how is he working out? I don't think he's coming. I go, no, he is. I watch him every day. And I think he's doing a great job. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, Don has been out. Don's having a couple of medical issues. You know, he'd be back. But I'm actually going to grab Don and pull him aside and go, look, blah, 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 blah. You know, one of the bosses doesn't think he's pulling away. I think he does. So when it comes to review time or whatever, you need to vouch for him because I think he's coming along exceptionally. So, you know, I'm noticing the kid as a former manager. I was a manager at three different places, so I'm looking at it as a manager. No, he's learning the ropes, and I think he's going to be good, and I think that, you know, he should be retained. And sometimes they'll put him back out in the warehouse because they're shorthanded. And, you know, you can't criticize the kid if he's outside 2 days. He's doing fine, you know. But as a manager, you notice that, and you keep your eye on that and go, we're grooming him. He's working out fine. You know, and we need to retain him, you know, set some goals and stuff like that. You know, you can tell that. And if you got that kid, you know, at the Subway, the kid at the pharmacy, as a matter of fact, I think he's going back to college. I'm like, if you need a job, if you're out of state, I'll write you a letter of recommendation as a customer if you need it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You
see talent. You see people that are interested and are going to make it. You groom them. You reward them.
All right. Let's try to get – we're not going to do five stories. Let's see if we can get through four of these stories.
All right.
We were running late. Part of that was the fucking tech issues. And another part of that is –
say one last thing.
Okay, but don't bitch at me when we're here till 10.
Well, at the gas station, it's the same thing. They don't keep receipts in the fucking gas, the gas pump. I storm in time after time, and I go, what does it take to put receipts in there? I go, it's a simple thing, and the guy's just sitting there. I talk to the manager because he was there one day. I bawled him out. And they don't, and it's just so inconvenient to walk in. So it's like, well, Joe, why don't you go to another gas station? Fortunately, and unfortunately, they have the best gas prices around. The expressway by my expressway exit, and over by the day program.
Well, they're saving money on receipts, Joe. They're saving money on receipts. They're passing the savings on to you.
But they can't get it through there, and I think other people complain. The whole thing about self-service is just getting your gas, getting the receipt, not having to go in. It's good. You get that, you move on your way. If you have to go in, and I want receipts just in case for tax time, I damn it all, it's not stone tablets they have to attach in there. It's a roll of fucking paper.
Yeah.
And tape in there.
Let's see.
Yeah, totally irritating.
All right. You know what? Let's just trying to figure out what to do here. Let's do the... Let's do the skullless baby, the abortion story. Want to do that another time?
Yeah, sure.
We'll do that another time. That story will hold.
The skullless baby will hold.
Not that long, Joe. But
I like the way you put that.
Not that long, but...
Because we've been talking about menus and restaurants, why don't we do the one about the menu?
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to do that one. I'm going to do the School of Fools because that was my blog, so it kind of makes sense to get to that.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, so we'll do... Yeah, we'll do School of Fools right now. We'll see how far we get with. Around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all
fall down. Shame, shame, shame. School of Fools.
All right. All officials in school district near Fort Worth, Texas, have directed school staff and librarians to temporarily remove books that have been challenged through the district's formal complaint process in the past school year, including the Bible and an illustrated adaptation of Anne Frank's diary. You know what I often said about the Anne Frank's diary? Pictures. Neat pictures. Colorful pictures.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just to make it more fun.
It's festive now.
It's festive. Festive Frank. That's what we call her. Yeah. The Keller Independent School District Board of Trustees adopted policies last week that set new standards for how books and other instructional materials are chosen for schools, including putting books up for 30 days of public review before they are purchased by libraries and removing challenged materials from shelves while they're being reviewed. Right now, Keller ISD's administration is asking our campus staff and librarians to review books that were challenged last year to determine if they meet the requirements of the new policy. The school district said in a statement after an email sent to principals about the policy was obtained by the Texas Tribune newspaper. All the books included in Tuesday's email have been included on Keller's ISD's book challenge is list over the past year. Books that meet the new guidelines will be returned to the libraries as soon as it is confirmed they comply with the new policy. We don't know what this new policy is, though, by the way. The Keller School District allows parents, employees, and district residents to file formal objections or challenges to books and instructional material used in schools. A committee then considers whether the materials are educationally suitable and makes a decision on whether the material will remain in schools, the district website says. The group may also decide to limit use of materials to particular grade levels or students who get parental permission. Books that were challenged in the past year include some that explore LGBTQ experiences, such as All Boys Aren't Blue by George M. Johnson, which the committee decided to keep in high schools, and Gender Queer by Maya Kobabi, which was removed from the district's campuses, according to the district website. Toni Morrison's novel The Bluest Eye was also challenged and kept by the committee. Unfortunately, Brown Eye was removed. The new library...
And also, the alternate title for All Boys Aren't Blue is All Boys Don't Blow.
Yes, Joe. Yes, it is. The new library and educational material policies were approved unanimously by the board on August 8th. The decision came as discussions over school library books and curriculum have become key issues across the country. Look over there, squirrel. We are very pleased that our new unwoke school board has made these changes. They're asleep? Okay.
In effect, yes.
One speaker said during the public comment portion of the August 8th school board meeting, this is just the beginning, I hope. On April, analysis from PEN America, a literary and free expression advocacy
organization found 1,586 books were banned in 86 school districts across 26 states from July 31st, 2021 to March 31st, 2022. Texas led the country with the most book bans at 713, the analysis found. But don't worry, you can get guns. No books, just guns. The sweeping attempt to remove these titles from the classrooms and libraries on the eve of the new school year is an appalling affront to the students' First Amendment rights. I don't know about that. It is virtually impossible to run a school or a library that purges books and responsible to any complaint from the court. Why do you know what? You know what? A library without books is like a Subway without bread. I'll tell you what, I'm walking out of both of them. You should just go to the library. The librarian says, pick a book from the kiosk.
Well, you know, you can only get the pumpernickel bread there because somebody could complain about the white and the wheat.
Okay. The whole situation trends across the country towards educational censorship, a recipe for anodyne schools and lowest common denominator education. This directive from the Keller ISD ought to be repealed immediately, Friedman said. All right, this is my blog. My blog's going to be way better than what I'm going to say now. I'm going to tell you right now just because we're pressed for time. Listen, here's the deal. I have no problem with a parent deciding what's appropriate for their child. And then if it's if a book is mandatory reading for a particular class, but you don't think it's appropriate for your child, I think you have every right to talk with the teacher and discuss an alternative that you can. But listen, this is not right for my child. This is not our values, whatever. But for some stranger, doesn't even have to be a parent. Some stranger, I don't like that book. And here's why, I tells you. And you and the book gets pulled for 30 days? No, no. Have you met us? Have you listened to Pip in segment one with the Reddit thing? You want these people making decisions for you? People who waste their time on subreddits? It turns to an old guy and a nurse, and next thing you know, there's a monster, and these are the people who go, no, that a book offends me. No, because you know what? These books are getting chosen by librarians, educators, you know, child psychologists. You know, I'm assuming these books that are being chosen for these school libraries are being reviewed by qualified people. And this is part of what we do in this country. And I talk about it all the time, where everybody's opinions count to the same. No, I'm a moron. Don't listen to me for biochem. Yuck. I might have an opinion on biochem, and you'd be a bigger moron to listen to it. Instead, why don't you listen to a biochemist? Not everybody should have an equal say. We are electing people. And you know what? There used to be a time where kids would come home with ideas that they learned in school,
mm-hmm.
that they learned in literature, and they would discuss it with their parents. I know, conversation with Spawn, ugh, if you don't like that, maybe you should cross your legs or use a fucking condom. Because if you're going to have a kid, you might have to talk to them. And you know what? They might challenge your beliefs. And, you know, maybe you'd learn something. Or maybe the kid's wrong. And maybe the kid will learn something. But you'll have a conversation. As opposed to, I don't like the way that makes me feel. I'm scared. I don't want them learning about those people. And I'm just using a generic awful accent. So I'm not, you know, stereotyping anything. But no. No, no. We have people reviewing the books. Like I said, you're free to decide for your kid. That's fine. You want your kid to be sheltered from certain things, whatever it is, whether it be sex, violence, homosexuality, anal sex, regular sex, whatever it is. You want your kid to be sheltered from that. That's fine. You can do whatever you want with your kid. But I don't want your opinions interfering with what my kid is learning.
I agree.
That's absolutely a true thought. And the funny thing about this is that I look at it and I'm like, well, in some instances, maybe this should decide what books are appropriate or not. Now, it comes up to the lady that you're talking about in your blog. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that. And it just looks like it's going to be something that is just going to exacerbate the situation. And now all sorts of people have their thoughts on books and the damn things are going to be banned. And I don't think it's a good idea. It is censorship, and it's going to move on from the schools to other parts of society where they're going to have the censorship. And then they're saying, I'm trying to find a statement where they're saying, oh, well, we are very pleased that our new unwoke school board has made these changes. Now, with that, the biggest criticism of the woke people is, well, it's their opinion. You're not going to change their opinion, and they're going to start to force your beliefs on you. That's the one. So you're making a statement saying unwoke, and now you're making a policy that's similar to being woke. It doesn't make sense.
Well, it does. Because this is all about politics, unfortunately. Yeah. It's not about the kids, which is the problem with this, all these school boards being politicized. This has nothing to do with woke or unwoke. It's about, listen, again, Americans feel like they have – it's their God-given right by Jesus Christ and the Constitution to be offended. And if I don't like it, regardless if it's left or right, then you can't like it either. As opposed to the good old days, I don't like that. I'm going to ignore that and move on with your damn life. But now everybody – it's not a woke thing. It's just an everybody special thing. You're not. You're not special. I'm special. I have this show.
And what's the interesting thing, too, is when you read that has been banned in 80 school districts in 26 states, and then they mention, well, Texas, well, you would figure there. Florida, well, you would figure there. Pennsylvania, where you wouldn't because it's a Democratic state.
No, that the Pennsylvania is very, very red in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is very red. Philadelphia is blue, but you go out through Pennsylvania, a lot of it's red. But that's neither here nor there.
Right. All right. That's fine. But, I just think it's I don't think that it's a good idea because anything that starts moves forward, and you get an inch and you take a mile. And I think this is where this is going to be. And then I think it's going to move on to college campuses, it's going to move on to – other communities, that communities feel that books, well, we do it in the school districts, why can't we do it in the town library? Because it's censorship. It's censorship, and it's all it's going to do is proliferate, spread through society.
You know, here's the interesting thing. I remember being a youngster. Remember when you were a youngster and you were told you can't look at something or you can't listen to something, you can't watch something? It made you want to get it more.
Oh, yeah.
Ban all these books, you dumb motherfuckers. I guarantee you more kids are going to check them out, are going to go to the public school library and get them. The public library. They're going to get to the public library and get them and read them than they would have otherwise because they wouldn't have even known about these books. The more you say no, the more his kid's going to say, well, I want that. It's just the dumbest thing, but you could hear them breaking their arms, patting themselves on the back. We're crushing the libs with their wokeism. It's nothing about that. And then we could argue about the Anne Frank in the Bible, but this is bigger than that. I want to move on. But we all agree.
All right, but Dad, before we do, there is a question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Basically, in the school, now, do you feel this should be the situation in elementary school, where you might want to do that in elementary school, but in a junior high?
No, because I don't want parents deciding it. We have librarians, we have teachers. God knows we do enough stories where they make bad decisions. If there's a particular thing that is so egregious in an elementary school, we take it on a case-by-case basis. Right. I'm willing to do that. You know, listen, I don't want fourth graders taking out the Kama Sutra from the school library. That's okay. A little...
Ew.
All right.
But to put every book that we're going to purchase and put in the library for every fucking schmuck in the neighborhood to review... First of all, who has that type of time? If you do have that type of time to review every book... I don't want you making those type of decisions. Go on a subreddit with Pip. I don't want you making important decisions. Like people who are actually responsible citizens don't have time to review every book that a library is going to purchase for the school year.
No, no.
Okay, one more quick question for you. Religious school, have that right?
Well, yeah. A religious – because you know what? You're signing up for whatever they believe. A religious school is different. The taxpayers aren't paying for it. Religious school, we've done enough stories on it. They can pretty much do whatever they want.
As long as they're not accepting public taxpayer
money. Right. As long as they're not accepting public taxpayer money, then they could do it. Listen, I might not like the decision, but you signed up for the religious school. You have a free alternative. You can go to a free public school if you don't like it. So, they could do it.
Good. Analysis of everything.
All right. Good. Glad you approve. Let's do the Taco Bell subscription story. All right. So a poll I asked if people would enroll. This is about people getting a subscription to Taco Bell. I asked if they would enroll in the fast food subscription service. 25% said yes. 75% said no. I would not. Pip, would you?
No.
Joe, would you?
No, I don't want to subscribe to tacos. I'll go there.
No. It could be any fast food place you're choosing.
Yeah, I get one taco. It's no, I'm not gonna No, I'm not going to waste my time getting one taco per day.
No, but I'm saying it could be Burger King. It could be, you know, you could get like a, what do they have, Whoppers, you know, whatever for whatever your favorite fast food. It's a general question. It's not specific to Taco Bell. I would not.
I would not. I go there when I'm, you know, fast food is too damned expensive. I will go to Taco Bell if it's, you know, if I'm coming back from a gig or something like that. And it's getting to be 2 o'clock in the morning. I know I can go to the one in the old neighborhood; they're open. But as a subscription for something, no.
I just don't understand that. Unless you're one of these people who is very like strict about their habits, not about their eating. But I mean, like, you know, I always do this in the morning, and I always do that, and I always have this for lunch, and I always. Look, if you're that rigid and you're going to do that every single day, maybe that's something that would work for you. That would never work for me because I don't know until I'm walking into a place or until I'm getting into my car where I'm going to have lunch or what I'm going to have for lunch. I have no idea.
Well,
what strikes me at the moment.
Well, here's what they did. It's no longer active, but here's what Taco Bell did.
Yeah.
They rolled for $10 a month, Taco Bell customers can get one taco per day for 30 consecutive days. I figure a taco costs $1.30 and change at this point. The national program called Taco Lovers Pass is available to purchase beginning Thursday for members of its reward program and have downloaded the Taco Bell app. A variety of tacos are included in the subscription. So there's a variety. You can get various things, including a soft taco, spicy potato soft taco, crunchy tacos, and the Dorito tacos. Once a customer subscribes to it, a special section within the app is unlocked, and customers can add a taco to their cart during the checkout process.
Oh, God.
Taco Bell tested the program in September 21 in Tucson, Arizona. The chain experimented with a price point between $5 and $10 and said in a release that it grew its rewards program by 20%. The Doritos Locos Taco Supreme was the most redeemed taco. Subscription services are more common for streaming, but restaurants have also experimented with them. This week, Sweetgreen announced a $10 discount program that lets customers get $3 each order for a month. Panera has an $8.99 monthly program that lets customers get a free hot or iced cup of coffee every day. I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
That's something if you stop on the way to work.
Yeah.
Get a nice coffee. You know,
then that could work.
One taco is not a meal.
Yeah, like
it's a start.
The food thing, no, but I could definitely do a coffee a day kind of program.
So Taco Bell hopes that it turns casual customers into regular customers and increase enrollment in its loyalty program. All right. So we all said we would not do it, though. You guys said you would do it for the coffee.
Have you noticed that Taco Bell's got a lot more Taco Bell's got a lot more expensive in the past year.
Everything's got – well, Joe, everything has.
Everything, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I, you know.
All right. So we're going to do You Can't Be That Stupid.
Okay.
And then we're going to take our break. And
why'd
do some,
you look at me when you said that?
Because did we lose internet again? No. Did I lose internet again? Are you online? Just lost it again.
No, it's gone.
God damn it. It should not be.
No, this is crazy.
Wow.
You know what? I would walk into the cable place, not call them, walk in, see a manager, and I go, I want somebody to figure out why I can't get internet. I'm paying the best internet, and I want a fucking credit. I'm the past 2 months.
Yeah. Well, all right. I guess we'll continue. This will be the podcast, but yeah.
And there had better be somebody at the cash register.
Yeah. No, well, they can't do anything in there. They're clueless there, too.
Yeah.
Cable is awful. All right, I guess.
Although I have to say the Optimum near me, very helpful.
Yeah, well.
Very smart.
Optimum sucks. This is just unbelievable. All right, there's nothing I can do about it now. I'm just gonna scream up to the wife. I'll be real quick.
Okay.
You guys talk.
So, what kind of fast food would you consider? I mean, you don't want to be locked into a program, but what is your favorite fast food?
To tell you the truth, it is actually Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah, but the thing is, here's the thing. You would think they're doing this free thing as a loss. They're probably doing this as a loss leader to get people to come in every day.
Yeah.
You know, you're not gonna, which isn't a bad idea. But the thing about it is, I don't eat Taco Bell every day. And lately, you know, with the money being tight, it's actually a treat. I'll go, like, if I'm coming back on a Saturday night from Uncle Vinny's, I got a couple of bucks, you know, I'll get it. Or maybe another gig. But, you know, meanwhile, I'll eat what I have home. Just the whole thing with fast food. I mean, Taco Bell has gotten more expensive, as everything else did. but like with Burger King and McDonald's, for what you pay and what you get, I don't. It's a ripoff. It's a ripoff. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay that. I'd rather get a burger from the. I'd rather get a burger from the diner.
Yeah.
The problem is diners close early now. There used to be, you know, the 24-hour diner is a rarity. You know, all the ones I know, there's only one diner that I know that's 24 hours, and I don't like the guy. I yelled at him one night because he's an asshole. But I'm not better off than Davin. But, you know, yeah, that would be it. Would be right. Taco Bell. The other stuff, I don't know.
All right, let's. Yeah. This is unheard of. All right, let's do the new segment called "People Are Stupid." I'm gonna unload on the internet later. Anyway, all right, here he is. Here's the new segment.
In the evolution of mankind, one thing will always stay the same. People are stupid.
All right, here we go. It's a menu that will live in infamy. A Manassas, Virginia country club was forced to apologize Tuesday for its 9/11 themed food menu that included such tone-deaf items as chocolate silk Pentagon pie, 2977 chowder, and the first responder flatbread. The special seafood menu was promoted by the clubhouse at Aquia Harbor. The number 2977 marks the official tally of fatalities on September 11, 2001. Diners looking for a taste of everything could order the Never Forget Sampler. The menu quickly faced backlash on social media, once Twitter user calling the promotion appalling. It has since been taken down. Clubhouse manager George White issued a mea culpa on Facebook Tuesday saying, "I apologize for those I offended with the 9/11 seafood Sunday post." No, the apology goes, "I apologize for being that stupid."
It's all distasteful, but the thing that pushed it way over the edge for me was the number of victims.
Oh, yeah, I'll go through the menu. I'll go through the menu.
Whole thing. God.
My intention was... Now we're back online. Okay, of course we are. My intention was to bring that horrific day 21 years ago to honor those who lost so much as well as those who gave everything that day. He maintained, "We will have a new theme tomorrow." How about that, Skippy? All right. So here...
and a new manager tomorrow as well.
Here is... first of all, do we all agree that this fits into the brand new segment?
Oh God, yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, here so it's called Patriot Day 2022 Seafood Sunday. First responder flatbread, Pentagon pie, freedom flounder.
What?
Nothing says 9/11 like a bottom feeding fish.
What? What? I don't just so stupid.
Grilled filet of salt with fresh tomato, garlic, balsamic, glazed drizzle, served with choice of can't read it, and a side roll. All right, whatever. The 9/11 oysters.
No.
Well, is that because if they're rotten, you're going to need to call 911? Stop it.
God.
The never forget. Let me see if I can put my glasses on. For the Never Forget Sampler. This is glasses worthy. Let's see if I can read this. This is for $50. The Never Forget Sampler includes 2 cups of 2977 chowder.
No.
Flight 93 redirect crab dip. Oh my God. First responder shrimp flatbread. Freedom flounder. 3 slices of Pentagon pie. And I didn't mention this one. The Remember Teeny. And you get 2 Remember Teeny cocktails.
Oh God!
I guess because if
it was small, they didn't have time. They couldn't have the room to put the Muhammad Atta appetizers on there.
Well, I was a little surprised they didn't have the twin seafood towers appetizer.
Oh God!
And they also had a roast beef sandwich that was on a Let's Roll.
The thought did cross my mind, should I give us like items to add to this? But then I said, no, that would be too horrible. But Joe,
that one motherfuckers too. We're along with this guy.
Yeah, well, you are more than I am. I am a little bit. You are more, and you know, Pip feels you know, Pip's done enough with the puppet tonight, so she's hanging back on this one.
I know. I'm just so mortified that somebody thought that this was a good idea.
The person that put the menu together, I wonder how old they are. I would say at the maximum age of 25, you know, down to, you know, and under that, people don't really have an idea of how that day affected. I mean, especially Devin, your daughter, you know, I'm sure your daughter, you know, knows the ramifications, but people your daughter's age and younger, they weren't born and they don't know what we felt and what we went through that day. It's, you know, you watch the History Channel and they show the day on 9/11, but just to know what it was like. So if this person is putting it on there, I'm not defending him, but as he's doing this, he doesn't realize, you know, what we went. This is a tragedy that everyone in this country felt. It was like a death that everybody knew when you lost a loved one. You all felt that, you know, at least in New York and Washington and, you know, Pennsylvania. You know, we all.
Well, Joe, this is in Virginia. They know it in Virginia because of the Pentagon and everything. But yeah, no, I get your point. I don't know how old this manager was.
If that was the case, it's inexcusable, but they don't know, and it's our duty to make sure that they understand what we felt and what we went through and the absolute horror beyond imagination that we all went through as a country that day.
It's sort of somebody's idea of being edgy. And it's like,
but he wasn't going for edge.
No, I know, but I could see, like, I don't know, in New York someplace. Oh, you know, you got.
Try it out, the mic.
Yeah. People trying to push your. I'm just pushing buttons. I'm looking for a reaction. It's like, not with your damn seafood combos.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
This would be an Opie, not that they would do, but this would be an Opie and Anthony bit that they would get in trouble for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're just being shock jocks, are you? Yep. But this isn't even that. They're not trying to entertain. He was just trying to put out a menu.
I'm just putting out
in a day and age where I'm surprised that, you know, the waitresses or the waiters don't have their pronouns right before their name. And you'd have to put it on there. You're going to put out a menu like this?
Well, I don't know if those two things are related at all. But anyway.
I'll tell you why. You have to be so sensitive. And I'm not complaining, but you have to be so sensitive about what people think. You know, where you might have to do that just if you know, to keep the peace or something like that. You know, I want my pro. All right, that's fine. Put it on there. And this is, but and then you put something like this out and expect to have no backlash, even without everybody being woke. This is fucking crazy.
It is. It's just, it's so beyond the pale wrong and ugly. I just, what was he thinking?
Well, this is why he is debuting People Are Stupid.
Yes, yes. Right. And right. Yes, and he proved the point.
Very good. All right, we will do those other stories that we did not get to. Next week, let's take our break. We'll do a quick scamming scammers because we haven't done it in like a month.
Yeah.
And we'll take a break. And Joe's going, well, we go to 10 o'clock. And then I'm going to remind him, yeah, but you kept on saying one more point. So it is what it is. And we had tech issues. But, yep, it's good to be all be together again. Last break, probably not listen live anymore. And I don't blame you with all the internet. But thanks for listening on the podcast.